From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, we present an evening with the Local Honeys, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 482nd live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes the Local Honeys. Born and raised in central and eastern Kentucky, the pairing is comprised of Montana Hobbs and Linda Jean Stokely. We'll hear more shortly about these great musicians. Please welcome the Local Honeys to the Red Barn stage.
God knows. see her dry.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Donald Mason speaking with the local honey.
Thank you.
Well, good evening. It's a little sweeter around Red Barn Radio tonight. We've got the local honeys here on Red Barn Radio. So let's talk a little bit about this trip to Ireland. You spent 3 months over there. What is really the relation between what we know here in Kentucky and then the traditional music over there in Ireland?
We play about one note, and they play about three, where we play our one note. When we were there, we did sit in on some trad sessions. We tried to sit in a few trad sessions every week, and they made us better at listening and better players. The hard thing about it for Montana is she plays in a lot of open tuning, so by the time she'd like get in tune, they'd be in a different key, and she'd just get all mad and frustrated. But she got so good at tuning that banjo, you'd never believe it, what a workout it was.
I was always one key behind, seemed like, maybe even two at times.
But then we were fortunate, we went into the cobblestone in Smithfield one day. We walk in there and we see Raina Gillert, like this amazing fiddler, and from here, and we were kind of blown away with that, and we met all these amazing musicians, and they were all playing Kentucky tunes, which was really wild for us. And we played Briar Picker Brown with this man named Bill Whelan, who's just the coolest banjo player ever. He invited us over to his house and he taught Montana these banjo tunes. I mean, just really awesome guy and great musician. So we got to spend a lot of time with him and his buddies. We played it with him when we were like the only people in the room that knew that tune. Somebody asked like, hey, what's that tune called? And I said, that's Briar Picker Brown. And Bill Whelan said, yeah, it's a Buddy Thomas tune. He's over there from Lewis County, Kentucky. And this man's lived in Dublin all his life. And so we just thought that was really wild to meet somebody halfway across the world that cares about this music just as much as we do. So it was a pretty powerful experience. That was one of many kind of astounding moments that we had while we were there.
Oh, Sally, my dear, it's you I'd be kissing. Oh, Sally, my dear, it's you I'd be kissing. She smiled and replied, you don't know what you're missing. Oh, Sally, my dear, I wish I could wed you. Oh, Sally, my dear, I wish I could bed you. She smiled and replied, then you say I'd misled you. If all young men were hares on the mountain, if all young men were hares on the mountain, how many young girls would take guns and go hunting? If the young men could sing like blackbirds and thrushes, if the young men could sing like blackbirds and thrushes, how many young girls would go beat in the bushes? If all young men were fish in the water, if all young men were fish in the water, the young men are given to frisking and fooling, but the young men are given to frisking and fooling. I'll leave them alone and attend to my schooling.
Music really does bridge the gap between, you know, countries and cultures. And what would be some of the instruments that might be a little bit different and playing the traditional music that we wouldn't hear over here?
They have lots and lots of fiddles, which we have as well, of course. They're renowned for their fiddling. There's banjos, but they're typically four-string tenor banjos that they play along with trad music. So I remember a girl came up to me in the street, I had my case on, and she said, "Excuse me, is that an Irish banjo?" I said, I don't know what that means, but maybe, I don't know. And what she meant was a tenor banjo, and I said, oh no, it's a five-string banjo. They have bouzoukis, which are just kind of look like oversized, real stretched out mandolins. Lots of guitars, but in open tunings in their guitars. They have the balrón, which is a drum, not the bodhrán, we found out very quickly as it's spelled. They have lots of percussion with the balrón. Lots of flutes and whistles.
Those are the hardest to follow.
They're very, we're not used to hearing flutists or whistlers, tin whistles. Yeah. So it's very hard to find those notes on the banjo for some reason. And, you know,
pipes. And then pipes, the concertina. Pipes. We both wanted to bring home a concertina because our friend Rady played one and was amazing. And she said that the concertina was introduced the same time in the States as it was in Ireland, but it just didn't take off. And she's found some really rare old-timey albums with concertina on them, and she really loves it. And they sing this like Dublin trad music, which was pretty different and amazing in itself. And one night they played a few old-time tunes for us at one of their shows, which was pretty awesome to see people on all these different instruments playing our music. It was pretty amazing.
The junkyard man has good times, while the poor man has hard times. Full of transmissions, radiators, brake lines. For the junkyard man means dollar signs. Greasy hands, bloody knuckles, strip threads. Tires showing metal where there were treads. A grease monkey's money on an oil pan means a T-bone steak for the junk man. The junk man, the junk man. When the people get them blues, well, he gets a new pair of shoes. But the poor man, he's on the junk plan. The recession hits him hard, and it's back to the old junkyard. There's transmission fluid in the bare dirt. In the backseat window there's a dirty shirt. The weed's growing up through the wheel wells. He'll crush everything he can't sell. There's dried up blood on the dashboard and a handful of change laying in the floor. The young people died before they should, but them rear corn panels look pretty good. The junk man, the junk man. When the people get them blues, well, he gets a new pair of shoes. But the poor man, he's on the junk plan. The recession hits him hard, and it's back to the old junkyard. Well, he's broke down by the roadside, 'cause the alternator quit and the car died. He's got no money for his sweetheart, 'cause he spent it all down at the junkyard. The junkyard man has good times, while the poor man has hard times. Full of transmissions, radiators, brake lines. For the junkyard man means dollar signs. The junk man, the junk man. When the people get the blues, well, he gets a new pair of shoes. But the poor man, he's on the junk plan. The recession hits him hard, and it's back to the old junkyard. The recession hits him hard, and it's back to the old junkyard.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with the Local Honeys on Red Barn Radio.
So tell us a little bit about this concertina, if for those I'm
little squeeze box.
Okay.
Kind of too. I said, what is that that she's playing? Is that a squeeze box? What's the real name for it? But it's a relative of the accordion.
Maybe yeah. If they would have said squeeze box, it might have been a bigger hit over here. You've been some other places too. Just with this music, it's almost like you all have been playing this music for 100 years. Of course, that's not possible, but it just can go back to relate. You're so true to the sound. 100. But you pay so much tribute to the music and putting yourself into this, but it sounds so authentic that it could be like you're picking up a vinyl of 1930 for the first time. So I think that's a testament to how does it feel to be the pioneers, the first women to bear the degree from the traditional music, Morehead State University.
It's great. I love it. I love having all this free time to actually play my fiddle. I don't have to sit in math class or history class. I love studying, and I like to do my own academic work, but playing the fiddle is kind of what I would like to study. So now I have more free time to do that, and I recently got awarded a grant by the state, for the Kentucky Arts Council, to be Jesse Wells' apprentice. So we've been like doing a lot of Kentucky fiddling, so that's kind of my focus right now. And it feels great to be able to graduate and show other students, like, look, we're doing all these things with this degree. Don't feel like you're gonna be trapped with this degree. Because a lot of people think, oh, I can't pursue the arts. There's no jobs. Make them. You're an artist. Be inventive. You have all the tools. Morehead laid a fantastic foundation for us. We're able to put together a lot of things that we probably wouldn't know exactly what to do if we hadn't had guidance. We had fantastic mentors there.
This semester, maybe even next, there's going to be some more females graduating. So it's just, we were just kind of the first ones to get there. It wasn't that we were the only girls in the program really and pioneering, but we were kind of the first ones to get there, and it was really rewarding and accomplishing to have that feeling that we finally did it. You know, we graduated last spring, three young men, and then the following spring, two young ladies would graduate. So I think that's a nice testament to the diversity that Morehead has in their program, and they really strive to look forward to that.
Thank you. So that is a contentious thing. We've got Kentucky bourbon over here, but of course the legendary Irish whiskeys. Tell me that Kentucky bourbon's going to win out.
It does.
Yeah, it does, absolutely. We searched all of Dublin for a good whiskey bar, and we finally found one. Linda...
Thankfully, it was right down the street.
Linda, every time we walked into a pub, she would be scanning the back wall and say, do y'all have any bourbon? They would say, oh, like Jack Daniels, yeah. And she'd go, no, that is Tennessee whiskey, and I won't have any of it, no. And so we found just a few pubs that actually had, like, real Kentucky bourbon, mostly, like, Maker's Mark and stuff like that. Couple bottles of Woodford Reserve in there.
Our friend Anna Hare had gone over the year before us, the summer before, and she was wolfing, where you work on a farm and learn different farming techniques, and she did that. And we actually got to visit the place that she stayed in. It was one of the beautiful places. It was Kinmare in County Kerry. County Kerry was probably the most beautiful for us. Dublin is kind of where we stayed for the most part. And she warned us, she said, now honey, there ain't enough cowboy boots or bourbon, so pack plenty. We finally found a few of those things, but it was hard to sniff out.
Thank you.
We're back with the local honeys after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. We'll be right back.
Walking balls, walking balls. No, I don't belong to you. I belong to that stale driving crew.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the local honeys. This is Red Barn Radio.
Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home. Where the mockingbirds sing me to sleep every night. Oh, why did I ever choose to roam? Take me back, let me see what is left that I know. Could it be that the old house is gone? Friends and my family indeed must be few, and I must face death all alone. Thank you.
take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To the sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to sleep every night. Oh, why did I ever choose your home? I think of regret of the dear home I left, of the warm hearts that shelter me there. Oh, the friendly and friends indeed must be few. Oh, Kentucky, again I do sigh. Take me back, let me see where my little ones do sleep, where my poor daddy lies buried by, or the graves of my loved ones I long for to weep and rest there among them when I die. We sang this in Dingle for a man that we met. I fell in love with another man. His name is Michael Herlihy, and he is about 69, but he looked about 97. And he only ate cigarettes and hot whiskeys. That's all he ate. He was thriving, to say the least, but he was this amazing accordion player like you've never seen. And it made me want to play the accordion. And that sentence never came out of my mouth ever in my life until I met him. We were staying in Dingle, and we found this little bed and breakfast, and we were just staying there because we were like, let's treat ourselves, because we don't treat ourselves enough, do we? Going to live in another country for another few months. So we decided to stay at this little bed and breakfast, and then we looked up where there was a show going on in Dingle. We found this place called Chopa Chez Pil, I believe. We found this music shop, and apparently there's concerts there every week. So we get there, and I was getting real hungry. And Montana knows that I can be a force upon this nature and this world when I do not eat. So I was aggravated, and I see this number on the door, and we both had these obnoxious pink cell phones that we bought in Ireland, and I called this man that I didn't know. He said, "Hello, is there a concert on tonight?" I was like, told him, you know, who I was. I'm like, "I'm from Kentucky. My name's Linda Jean. My friend Montana's with me. She plays banjo." And he's like, "Come play this gig with me tonight." And he said, "There's no show. You come to the Mighty Session. Do you know where it is?" I said, "No." He said, "Find it and be there." So I was like, "Okay." And like, I hung up the phone with him, and he just sounded real ornery. That's my favorite kind. It's just ornery old man. I hung up the phone and I said, "Montana, we're going to get along so well with this old man. We're waltzing around and we're hungry, so I got to stop and get something to eat." So we stop in this little fish and chips place. We have some fish and chips, and we're getting ready to leave, and we pick up our instruments. These guys hadn't noticed us until we picked up our instruments. And they're like, "Oh, wait, stop. Will you play for us?" And we're like, "Well, we're kind of like looking for a gig." And they're like, "No, like have a pint. Like we'll buy a pint. Like it's fun. Just play a tune for us. Actually, will you play a tune for my buddy? Like our buddy would really love it if you played this tune for us." We go with these three wild men down the street to this place called Dickie Mac's. We walk in there, 30-some wild Irishmen, stag party. And they put us in this room and like basically lock the door, and they're rowdy, and we're just playing tunes for them, and they're singing and dancing. And we played for them for like an hour. Then as we were leaving, they said, "Okay, empty your pockets." And everybody emptied their pockets and gave us all the money they had. And we walked off about $70 from these guys.
It's our first paid gig in Ireland.
Shh. We did that. And then we walk down the street and we find this place called the Mighty Session. And we walk in and we see this old man sitting there playing accordion, just mean looking. We'd just been through that experience. So we're like, let's just get a drink. And he's like, come, come. So we have to sit down. I'm in the middle of a bouzouki player and bat. Then there's Michael and then Montana on the end. And he just made us play all these songs with him we've never heard or ever played in our life. And it was one of the funnest nights of our life. And so we had like all these women that would do Irish set dancing, which was pretty amazing. We got to experience that there. We had so many great experiences. But then Michael let us play at his music shop the following day when the concert was actually supposed to happen. And apparently, the day that we met him, he had just laid his sister in the grave. He had so many emotions going through him, but he was really happy to meet somebody that really had a strong affinity for music and their culture. And so he invited us to stay with him. We didn't want to put him out, but then finally we're like, you know what, let's do it. So we stayed with him for like 3 or 4 days. We played this at his music shop after his sister had died.
If you have friends in glory land, who left because of pain? Thank God up there, they'll die no more. They'll suffer not again. Well, weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there, we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore. The lame will walk in glory land. The blind up there will see. The deaf in glory land will hear. The dumb will talk to me. The doctor will not have to call. The undertaker, no, there'll be no pain up there to bear. Just walk the streets of gold. We'll need not sun in glory land. The moon and stars won't shine, for Christ himself is light up there. He reigns with love divine. Well, weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore.
That was a beautiful song. So what was his response to it? It was really kind of a touching moment for him.
The first time we played it for him was actually, we were just sitting around sharing tunes, and they were trying to teach us a bit of the Irish language, because both of the men that we met that night were teachers of the Irish language, which is the most complicated thing I've ever seen or heard in my life. Obviously, somebody has been to Ireland and they've seen the signs there. We played that for him, and he got quiet for a while, and he told us a lot about his sister, which was great. He said, you know, his sister's name was Rose, and she was the life of the party, and she was the oldest of the siblings, and so that was nice. He didn't have to say much. He was very appreciative of it, and he told us and shared us the stories of how much she would like that song. And she would like your fast ones, too. Now play a fast one. Don't play another sad one. Play a fast one. So.
Then he made us a hot whiskey.
Yeah.
Well, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Doo. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to taste the gold Mountain Dew.
With her old man, she came from Tipperary. Pioneering as a 42.
for the making of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling Katie Daly? We want to taste that good old Mountain Dew. I'm the judge that's gonna sentence you. All the boys in court have drunk your whiskey. Tell the truth, I like a little too. Well, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling Katie Daly? We wanna taste a good old Mountain Dew. Daily, and pretty soon the gates was open wide. Angels came for poor old Kate Daly, took her far across the great divide. Well, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling Katie Daly? We want to taste a good old Mountain Dew. Well, come on down the mountain. Come on down the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling Katie Daly? We want to taste a good old Mountain Dew.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with the Local Honeys on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
How did you get the name The Local Honeys? I know here in the studio audience, we've got these jars that are in unison trying to tempt us into opening one.
My friend Stephanie Jeter and I started this group, and we were sitting at Willie's one evening, and we're like, what should we call ourselves? And she was like, The Local Honeys. And I was like, yeah, that's it. She's like, really, you think that's good? And I was like, that's fantastic. That is the best band name ever. Even Sir William Parsons has said that that's the best band name ever. I really hold that to a high standard. I think that is one of the greatest, most clever band names. So as soon as we, you know, got back from Ireland, Stephanie's involved in five bands, and it's really not feasible for her to travel with us all the time because she's a physical therapist and she's got her hands dipped in so many things. She's a master pie baker now. I mean, she won 5 blue ribbons and she entered 6 pies at the Appalachian Fair this year. She's our own little honey pie, and we love her and we try to play as much as we can with her, but she's got her fingers dipped in pies or something else constantly, so it's really hard to get together with her, but she's an amazing friend, and we hope that we'll be playing some more music really soon with her.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. This summer the people are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows are in bloom, while the birds make all the day. The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by, hard times comes a night.
I'd like to thank our guests, Montana and Linda Jean, the local honeys, for being with us tonight here on Red Barn Radio. We also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our live studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for the local honeys.
Shark too. My baby left me for the banjo playing blues.
train like every girl from town.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Montana Hobbs and Linda Jean Stokely, the local honeys, and their guests, Jesse Wells and Sam Gleaves, for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.